How you guys doing? Welcome to Serious Thing. This is Winston Marsh. Happy New Year. I hope everybody is safe. Everybody is okay. Everybody's family is safe. And all we can do now is play it safe going into this new year. Now, I just want to know how was it for everybody? Let's cut right into it. You know, 2020 has brought us a lot of ups and downs and pain, joy, disappointments. You know, people have lost their jobs, people are stressed, we have lost loved ones, we have lost people who are famous, celebrities. Just a few questions when it comes down to what 2020 has done and how it has been for you guys. Did it bring you closer to a loved one or family member? Did you stop living? Pretty much, did you stop living your life? Did it stop you from doing a lot of things? Which it did. It did, you know, your everyday life in terms of work, you know, family outings and all that. But then again, it I think for me and for many people, it pretty much brought us closer to what really matters, you know. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, thank you guys for always being there with Serious Things. Thank you for the well wishes. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for listening to Serious Thing as we go into a new year with new opportunities, you know, keeping it optimistic, keeping it positive, everything positive. Yeah, negative and positive go together in some sense. Yin yang, opposite, you know, all that stuff. But going forward, we want to always try to be optimistic, you know, try to be positive in the things that we do, trying to make 2021 much different from 2020. You know, what can you do to make it, you know, different in terms of your daily living and how you go about living your life and how you affect the people around you. But anyway, thank you for everybody that's been doing their thing, you know, in their respective jobs and their daily lives. You know, they have given me shout outs, you know, people from Nigeria, people from Portugal. We have some people living over there, you know, that listen to Serious Thing. We have people from Jamaica, you know, Eduardo, the US here, and people from Canada, people from the UK. Thank you guys for listening and subscribing and keeping and making Serious Thing what it is up to this point. But what I wanted to really get into for this pretty much a brief, you know, I'm always giving it to you, a brief, short, you know, podcast series or episodes, anything you want to call it. But remember, at Serious Thing, we give it to you raw and real. We think about the things we talk about, the things we think about, but not voice our opinions about, you know, how we feel. And that's how we bring it to you, raw, real, you know, uncut, unedited. You know, it is what it is. Why beat around the bush? But going forward, my huge question is, what are you expecting from 2021? You know, seeing how 2020 was. Let's just backtrack for a minute, because 2020 started to go downhill in what, February, end of January, February, right? February, where everybody was, you know, going about their daily lives until one thing happened. The death of a major NBA superstar, all-star, Kobe Bryant. And then after that, things just started to, you know, if you want to say get out of control, or if you want to say it went downhill from there. And, you know, once COVID hit, it just threw everything off. You know, everybody got thrown off. Everybody was pretty much locked down for like 3 months before people pretty much stepped out and say, you know what, let me go try this, let me see if this, you know. And then the government and everybody, for a little bit, everything was at a standstill, you know. And here where I am in Miami, it was just like, what do we do now? You know, does this stop us from going out? And everybody thought, or we're thinking ahead of like, what's going to happen now? Are they going to close this? Oh, the economy is going to be this and that. Well, it was kind of sort of expected when COVID hit, you know, what the next steps were going to be and how we were going to change ourselves, how we were going to live our lives in this new normal, wearing a face mask to go out, you know, being safe, you know, learning more about COVID and how it affects us and what are the necessary steps we should be taking to avoid us from being ill or getting sick and, you know, sadly passing away. But I wanted you guys to know that Serious Thing is here to voice the things that we think about, and I just want you guys to play it safe. You know, play it safe. Be smart being safe, you know, if that makes sense. Just be safe. You know, nobody's telling you you can't do the things you used to do before COVID hits. Nah, just do what you were doing, live your life, and play it safe. Be safe. I'm saying a lot of safe, you know, and I want you guys to just be successful and prosperous and be blessed for the 2021. But what are your expectations for 2021? You know, what are you expecting 2021 to be like? You know, nothing has changed between December 31st up until January 1st. You know, it's you just go into the next day. There's nothing that's going to change with just a snap of a finger, you know. But individually, what can you do to change the outcome of your life's projection, you know, in terms of your way of living, in terms of your job, in terms of you trying something new, in terms of you stop procrastinating, in terms of you saying, oh yeah, tomorrow, same procrastinating, you know, in terms of you doing something different and getting out of your comfort zone and trying something. Nothing tried, nothing done. I always say that, you know. Sometimes we get too comfortable and we stay and we, you know, we just live a comfortable lifestyle. You know, we haven't tried the things we have dreamt about. We haven't tried new things. We haven't taken risks. Risks in terms of not jeopardizing your life or your livelihood or your daily living / lifestyle. But step out of that comfort zone and try something and see where it takes you, because we can't live in regrets and we can't live in what ifs, you know. What would have happened if I had tried this? What would have happened if I had done that? You never know because you never tried it. You know what I'm saying? You never tried it. You're never going to know the outcome because you have never tried it. You never done it. So nobody knows. It's still out there. You know, you never know where it would have taken you. You know, some people have done that. Some people have been successful. Some people have failed. And then people give up, you know. But you never know. Whatever it is that you're going after, maybe you need to catch the attention of somebody who needs to see what you have been doing or see your work in terms of art or music or whatever it is that you're passionate about. You know, be optimistic for 2021 and be positive in pretty much achieving your goals and your dreams. You know, because what I've come to know that for 2020, for me, it made me reflect and think about what is meaningful in my life, you know, what is the purpose? Not really what is the purpose, but what is it that I really want? What is it that I really care about? What is it that matters for me? You know, for me, I told you guys already, it's for me, it's family. For you might be something else, people who are maybe single, people who are married, people who have a family as well. But for each individual, it's something different, you know. But going forward, what are you expecting also from 2021, you know? And going back again to 2020, as I said, has brought us pain, joy, disappointment, you know, loss of jobs, brought us some of us jobs. Some of us are stressed. Some of us need that help to talk to somebody. And I always say it in the end, say hi, hello to somebody, because it really helps. Some people want to vent. Some people want to talk to somebody, you know. Although we can't do it the way we used to, you could pick up the phone and call somebody. You could meet with somebody, social distancing, go to a park and talk. You know, be in the open, enjoy life, enjoy your surroundings, nature and all of that. Don't shut yourself off, you know. We still have to live, you know. But so sad though for 2020 and I've seen it, and I've noticed that we were pretty much statistics for 2020. You know, we were all numbers for 2020. Oh, 10,000 has died. 20,000 have died. 100 and this thousand. You know, it's like, it's like, oh man, like where has it gone to where we don't ever think about it right now? It's like a new norm. Oh, those people have passed. Oh, okay. Oh well, yeah. You know, that's the feeling I get from it when you watch a TV and you watch the news and they tell you, you know, there's no empathy behind it. No, there's no sympathetic explanation to the passing of somebody. But within the families, they are feeling it. You know, they are hurting. But on the news, it's just, we're just another number. We're just statistic. Not saying that the news is, oh, this and such person has died and we want to send, you know, but just have some other way of delivering, you know, because people panic when they hear that. And we don't want this whole thing to get out of control, which it has. But I think it's just that 2020 for me, it's like we were just statistics, you know, numbers on a piece of board saying, oh, one more person has died, or, you know. And I just want us to change that, in the sense that spend more time with your family, you know, think about the things that really matter. Yeah, money matters, of course. Having a job matters, you know, but everything else that tie into that, you know, what makes you happy? I spoke about that. What are you going to do for 2021? Try to find your happiness, you know, try to find your passion, trying to find what makes you the person you are. Positivity, you know, positive vibes all around, you know, no negativity, you know. And for the children too, you know, if you have children, for the youths, some of them don't understand what's going on. You know, you just gotta reassure them, let them know that you're here for them as a parent, as an adult, as somebody who's a leader, as a significant other, you know. Show them that, you know, show them that you can be strong as well for them, and they see that, and then they, you know, they feel that, man. So just wanted to come on today to say Happy New Year. You know, when is it when we stop saying Happy New Year? I don't know, is it a week after? I don't even know. But yeah, just wanted to come on here and, you know, give everybody a shout out, you know, well wishes to everybody. Thank you for listening to Serious Thing. You know, there's a lot of serious things going on out there, and we want to make sure that we're here for you, you know, something to listen to as usual, you know, whether you're going to work, whether you're jogging, you know, put a smile on your face, smile right now and see how you feel, you know, smile about something nice. Don't live in the past, you know, anything that's negative that you experienced in the past, go forward, go past that, you know. Every day is a new day and time waits for no man. You know, just like sleep. If you miss sleep, you miss sleep. You can't make up for sleep, because that time is already lost. You know, go forward. You know, prioritize your time. You know, what else? What else can I tell you? I'm good. You know, I wanted to be more consistent with this podcast. I'm going to. I am doing it. What else? Questions you guys asked me about recording, and if I people reached out to me for a collab, people have reached out to me for you know, different things when it comes down to podcasting, and I appreciate that from LinkedIn. And you know, because of work, everybody has to work, I have to work, you have to work, you know, it's just the time that we take. But when you have the time, you know, just spend it wisely, spend that time wisely, and make the best out of your 2021. You know, I'm on here just telling you, and just reaching out to you, wishing you guys well wishes. And if you have any questions about Serious Thing, anything you want me to talk about, if you want to come on, jump on, let me know. DM me on my Instagram account. It's slims21, you know. Email me if you have anything that you're interested in voicing. We could do a Instagram live, or, you know, whatever, get people out there, you know, voice people's opinions and talk about things that really matters, and, you know, being positive for 2021. And I've gotten a ton of emails from people who wanted me to talk about politics, and I don't mind, but that's something I don't really like, and I don't want to get too much into it. But thank you for that, though, guys. I'm thanking you. I'm grateful for you guys listening, and then you guys are responding to some of my questions, and not all of them, but some of my questions, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate you. So once again, you know, may not keep it long. You know, I have to throw some patwa in there for the people in Jamaica. You know, be strong, live it up, keep your head up, be positive. For the new year, we're going to try something different. We're going to try something new. Nothing too rehearsed, as usual. You know how we do. And thank you guys for listening to Serious Thing. My name is Winston Marsh for Serious Thing. Say hi, hello to somebody out there. It will make a difference for 2021. Change your outlook on life in a positive way. And maybe saying hi, hello might change somebody's point of view or change somebody's mind in doing something that they might regret. But thank you again for listening to Serious Thing. Link me, hit me up, let me know what's up, how you doing out there. And once again, this is Winston Marsh. And guess what? I'm outie.